G6, keeping secrets. For as long as nations have been sending each other ambassadors, the ambassadors have been sending home messages in codes or ciphers. Codes and ciphers are both ways to hide the meaning of a message. With a code, senders and receivers agree ahead of time that a certain word will be used instead of another word or a word group. They might decide, for example, that phone stands for meeting and mark means Tuesday. The message, phone mark, tells the receiver that the meeting is Tuesday. People who use codes need to have code books in order to encode or decode messages. With ciphers, the letters in a word are scrambled or replaced by other letters. Every M might be changed to C and every Z to P and so forth. A message using a one-for-one exchange is fairly easy to break. To keep messages secret, cryptographers have invented increasingly complicated ciphers. They might, for example, mix several systems of letter substitution in one message. People using ciphers do not need to have special books. Anybody who has the key giving the letter replacements can send and receive messages. People who do not have the key can use these language facts to break the code. E is the most frequently used letter in English. It is followed by T, A, O, N, I, R, S, and then H. The least used letters are Q and Z. You can count how often each letter is used to help decode the message. Of course, this system won't always work. Suppose the message is about zinc in Zanzibar. Even before computers, inventors created machines that made very complex ciphers. These ciphers were harder to break, but machines could also be used to crack them. With computers, ever more complicated ciphers are being developed. Every time a new cipher comes out of a computer, someone at another computer looks for a way to break it.